Mani can send your voice note to us here on Rise FM Lunch. But right now, we're crossing over all the way to Durban, the iconic Africa's travel indaba. And he is living the travel and tourism dream and making us feel all sorts of jealous. Good afternoon once again, Neo. How are you doing today,
Mohotak? Hi there, good afternoon. I'm good. I'm doing very well, man. You know, we always get served food, né, at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we don't think of the backside of it. What goes into the thinking of these managers of these establishments. And I just walked out of one of the sessions there whereby they're talking about how much wine that they end up having to order and how this is also an opportunity for local producers to kind of capture the local restaurant industry because you need a little bit of wine with your dinner. But anyway, good day to you.
Mm-hmm.
Great music. We enjoyed it. And I'm still here at the Durban Exhibition Center. And this is just another update brought to you by the Mpumalanga Parks and Tourism Agency. So we are telling people to explore Mpumalanga. There's nothing else to do. And the best way to do this is to look at the products that we have. And right next to me, Mpumalanga's very own, the Angeline Travel, Randige Nkulumala, with the film on, Mafango, who is also from Mpumalanga. I'm talking about, welcome to Rise FM. Good day.
Okay, good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Yeah. So in the past hour, we were chatting to some of your colleagues in the tourism industry, Abakona, and they are here in Durban to represent Mpumalanga. They're talking about connections that you are making already. I see here that your table is quite busy. Talk to us about the people you've met and the good connections you've made for your business.
Good day, everyone. Yeah. The connections that I've made, I think they were quite interesting because I've met people from Africa, Tanzania, Malawi, Namibia, and they are also interested to collaborate with us to do business with us. That is quite interesting.
What are some of the things that these people from Malawi can just achieve without you? Well, what is this gap that you saw in your colleagues that make or kind of create the synergy in your business?
I've noticed that people from Africa, most of the time, they can't create their own packages.
Right.
So they rely to the other country, provinces for their savings.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the only specialized in transportation. And then the hotels only.
They don't know what they're going to see in White River because they don't know White River.
They are not sure what they're going to see in White River. They are still, they only know how to transport people, how to book accommodation for people. But the other activities, my brother, I'll be lying. They don't know.
They don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. So talk to us about what to see. What do you tell them they have to see in Mpumalanga, especially the international travelers?
I think in Mpumalanga, we have lot of development. They can see the nature reserve, especially in Kruger National Park. They can see the big five animals. There are some interesting rivers that they can see. A lot of things that they can see in tourism.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I it was a terrible experience for me. I'm transporting a client from the Midlands of the province, and they, you know, they just come, these Americans, and say, I want to see shark, I want to see this, and I want to see that. But if you look at these places, they are kilometers and miles apart. Talk to us about that experience, how to deal with somebody that has in mind what they want to see, but you find that, hey, these things are very far apart, hey?
Now, I think to deal with that, you can apply your own experience, maybe showcase the standard of, let's say, for example, the KZN, and then show them what is show them the museum, and then take a walk with them around, and then you'll show them what is it that they should expect from KZN.
It's always something good to kind of help somebody to know what they want, isn't it? Because, if you look at somebody from America, they may want to see the mines, and there's more than just coal and gold and Mpumalanga. There's other things to see as well. Talk to us about what goes into you helping somebody tailor-make their experience like Mpumalanga.
Around Mpumalanga, I think you first need to make your own research on how are you going to showcase the people from outside the country, the services that Mpumalanga is offering, right? Yes. In a nutshell, Sivala nje mtakababa, the experience, it's day two today. You are in the stall under the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks Agency. Talk to us about your experience in a nutshell, Sivala nje Sivala.
I've gained a lot of experience because even myself, I'm not saying I know everything, but I've gained a lot, especially in terms of traveling, transporting people. That's why today I'm specializing in transporting people, booking flights, booking accommodation, and the shuttles. Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. And let's go back into the studio again. The gospel we are just preaching is that of visiting Mpumalanga. We're talking about the product there is in the tourism sector now in Mpumalanga. And of course, one of the things that have been a aha moment, a light bulb came on, mm-hmm. is realizing that although there's very little presence of the member of the public this side, uh-huh. but businesses are meeting and connections are being made. And who knows, the reason why you may see tourists who are coming from the rest of the African continent in White River, for instance, for the next couple of months, uh-huh. would be partly because of engagements like this. This is another one brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. We are at the Africa Tourism Indaba at Durban. Back to you in studio. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Neo. Absolutely right. Collaboration works perfectly in travel and tourism. Neo Potwana is out at Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. They are hanging out at Africa's Travel Indaba in Durban. We'll chat to him again because I know you want to hear a little bit more and for him to paint a picture. However, you can also jet over to our Facebook page. Babanyene bariki content. Malaba holo bariki content these days because they're also joining the social media trends. At Rise FM 943, just to take a look at exactly what the numbers are, the turnout, the stalls.